Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. With all the challenges facing organizations and employees during the COVID-19, extended quarantines, and extended working from home policies, let's add one more to the fire, namely tension between employees with children and employees without children. When the pandemic started closing schools and childcare centers and made working parents have to juggle many more tasks and responsibilities at home, many companies, especially tech companies, rushed in to try to support their employees, primarily by offering extra time off and other benefits to working parents. But it wasn't long before employees without children at these companies started to speak up. "What about us?" they said. The New York Times recently reported about issues at Facebook, where employees with children were offered up to 10 weeks of paid leave to deal with issues surrounding childcare, schooling, working from home, and juggling it all at the same time. These 10 weeks of paid time off helped employees who had to deal with a child whose school or daycare facility had closed, or they were caring for an older relative whose nursing home had been closed. Google and Microsoft also extended similar paid leave to employees dealing with children at home or a sick relative. Additionally, according to the New York Times, Facebook said employees would not be getting performance reviews in the first half of 2020 because there was so much change in our lives and our workplaces. But other employees at Facebook who don't have children or were not caring for older relatives felt that some of these benefits were unfair and that non-parents should be able to take advantage of these same leave policies that are afforded to parents. Another Facebook employee without children said, "The process for taking leave was usually very difficult at Facebook, but it was super easy for parents." And additionally, over the last few months, managers at Facebook had to shut down discussions on internal company forums where employees without children were singling out certain employees with children for not pulling their weight and contributing enough to projects. Additionally, Facebook said their leave policy for parents would remain in place through June 2021, and that employees who had already taken some leave off this year in 2020 would be afforded another 10 weeks of paid leave next year. And again, that angered some non-parent employees at Facebook, and a few wrote openly on internal message boards about how isolated they felt, living alone, not seeing anyone for weeks at a time, and that the company had seemed less concerned about their needs. It's an interesting story and a complicated issue as well in workplaces, and a reminder that all employees have challenges, all employees are going through a tough time. Some employees sure have really pressing and urgent needs around daycare, childcare, or elder care. But just because an employee doesn't have those specific needs doesn't mean they don't have other needs or challenges as well. And organizations really need to be mindful and holistic about thinking about how their benefit programs and how their response to the extended working from home and the extending closures are affecting all employees. It's a great story in the Times. I'll link to it in the show notes, and it's worth thinking about. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear the full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.